When Cecilia applied for a part-time position at the stable operation outside Strängnäs town, she had been expecting a small, traditional, and somewhat shabby stable. A riding school for grouchy teenagers and tired horses. She wasn't sure where the ad had been posted, and, up to now, the question hadn't even entered her head. It was her wary administrator at the job center that had placed it in front of her and ushered,
"You used to ride, didn't you?"
in his distinctly raspy voice, the result of many years of smoking. This, however, was not a shabby riding school operation for bored teenagers. This was a mansion. There were trees brought in from somewhere else and planted here for a specific purpose, far too green and thick foliage for this time of year. It was only early March. They radiated a glimmering green light all the way over to the main building. This is a stable depicted in the book Cecilia had as a child, if the term stable could actually be used to describe the collection of ivory, perfectly finished houses. This is not at all what she had imagined, which makes her feel nervous, a feeling she loathes. The house located at the end of the tree-lined drive is a three-story villa with a patio and double doors. The name Strängnäs was written in silver above the door. Behind the house, she can spot two large riding stables and the edge of a gigantic padlock. A rider is taking a horse for a gallop, and from afar, it is obvious to her that he is talented. Five or so people have gathered and are watching by the fence. Everything is surrounded by neat paths with white gravel and perfectly trimmed light green bushes. Apart from the rather eclectic crowd of female admirers, the yard is quiet and empty. She doesn't have time to process any more of this scene before a middle-aged woman steps out of the house, meticulously dressed, and her hair in a tight French plait.